Welcome to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Most Trying Dilemmas. I'm Madeline Brand, and with me, of course, is Rob. And Rob, what is this week's topic?
Well, today, Madeline, we are going to talk about finding love. But I'm not talking about for ourselves. I'm saying for others. It's all about how to be a good matchmaker, or shatkin. You know, that's a
Yiddish... Wait, shatkin?
Yes, you may think of the word yenta, but the word yenta, that's offensive. That means a gossiper type person. But the real Yiddish term is shatkin. So you learn a little Yiddish. Do you know what schlockmeister means?
Someone who sells schlock?
Yes, someone who sells shoddy goods. There's a whole number of fun Yiddish phrases that we can play with. But today, we're going to talk about matchmaking. We're not going to talk about Yiddish phrases. But anyway, I found that, you know, with all that stuff online, you know, JDate, Match.com, people are still going to the old-fashioned matchmakers. And I actually found one. Her name is Shoshana Rykon, and she operates out of New York. And this is what she told me.
It's a very interesting business. It's almost like you're selling stocks and bonds. So I usually start with, you know, you don't understand. This is someone he need to meet. I know on paper he doesn't sound great, but just trust me on this.
So being a matchmaker is all about being a good salesperson. You have to put a good spin on people's maybe not so good attributes. You know, let's say you have a friend who has acne problems. What would you say?
That person has some skin issues.
Skin issues. I'd say maybe unique skin, you know. How about someone who wears pants that are too tight on him?
Someone who looks like John Travolta in the early days.
Right. Or I would say someone who enjoys displaying his physique.
But, well, here's the thing, Rob. Yeah, it's okay to be a good salesperson and to spin, but don't you have to have a good product?
Right. That's the key ingredient, is being a good networker. And so good matchmakers like Shoshana know tons and tons of people. And, you know, it's not just good enough to find two single people. That doesn't work. And Madeline, I actually found this out the hard way a few years ago when I have a friend, we'll call her Logan. She set me up on a blind date, and it's one that I actually had to remind her about recently.
Didn't you set me up once with that friend Lauren of yours, and that didn't work out so good?
Oh, that's right.
I mean, we went out for sushi, and she didn't eat one piece, and I ordered six rolls, and I had to eat all six rolls myself.
That's true. I think I've learned. I think instead of just setting up two single people, I've learned that I have to know the people better.
Mal, can you imagine stuffing yourself on a blind date with six sushi rolls?
No, I can't. I mean, that sounds like a nightmare. Well, what was she doing? Was she just drinking water?
Yeah, I was like, come on, you have to eat here. I cannot physically put down these sushi rolls.
What did it tell you about this blind date, this person?
It was horrible. I mean, we had no chemistry. She wasn't particularly attractive. So I pretended like I had an 8:30 bedtime and I sent her home. It was horrible.
Okay, well, you've learned that lesson. You've learned a lesson also, short dates, a good thing. Anything else that a shotkin should tell you?
It's important to tell the people that you're setting up to relax and try not to overdo it. This is especially important on the romantic stuff. And Shoshana, the matchmaker from New York, she talked to me about one experience where some guy really tried to overdo it.
I went on a date and this guy wrote a song. Oh, Shoshana, you know, it's called. And I was ready to die. And I wanted to run out. So it's so cheesy. You just don't want to do that.
But Madeline, to that guy's credit, I think the name Shoshana actually lends itself pretty well to song.
I know. Well, he could have done My Shoshana.
Right.
You know, he could
right.
have done that one.
I know. I feel like the name virtually sings itself.
Okay, Rob, well, you're now out of the whole dating game. You're a happily married man. And really, was it no thanks to your shotkin friend, Logan?
Well, Madeline, it turns out that Logan came through for me later on. You know, that first date was horrible.
The sushi date.
Right. But my wife, Anna, happens to be one of Logan's best friends from high school. And Logan now has the ultimate shotgun cred.
I've had some failures, but I think that now I can kind of, since I have one successful marriage under my belt, that I'll feel more confident in going out and setting up other people.
Well, Rob, I have to tell you that if that's the criteria, then I'm a super shotgun.
How so?
I have set up not one, but two friends who have gotten married. Two.
Wow. See,
yeah.
So you must know all these things, and you're amazing.
And yet here I am, being demure.
I know. You're being so nice. But Madeline, now that I know that you have matchmaker skills, I actually have a friend. He just moved out to Beverly Hills adjacent. He loves bagels and lox and kreplach. And he's been called the Jewish Fred Astaire for his dance moves during the horror.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, he is good.
And do you think I should set him up with a friend?
Yeah. I mean, when he lifts the chair, I mean, he doesn't, you only need one guy to lift the chair because he's that strong. He's so good.
I wonder if he could lift it with himself in it. I mean, you know.
That'd be a good trick. But so do you have any single friends? Maybe this could be a good match.
Actually, I do. So let's talk offline and maybe I'll set something up for you.
Oh, that sounds awesome.
All right. Well, thanks a lot for listening to What Would Rob Do? That's a guide to life's most trying dilemmas. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Rob Sachs.